The auto industry is moving towards electric vehicles. The big question is, how fast should it go?
Well, the Environmental Protection Agency has chimed in with its answer, which is very fast. The agency just proposed the toughest ever rules around tailpipe emissions. It's actually a big push to get the auto industry to focus on electric vehicles. Yesterday, EPA Administrator Michael Regan laid out why.
The stakes cannot be higher. We must continue to act with haste and ambition to confront the climate crisis and to leave all our children, like my 9-year-old son, Matthew, a healthier and safer world.
As for how the EPA plans to do that, NPR's Camila Domonoske is here to tell us. Thank goodness. Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
So what exactly is the EPA announcing today?
All right, so these are proposed tailpipe emissions standards. And these tailpipe emissions include both pollution, like smog, right? Stuff that makes people sick, and greenhouse gases. Transportation is the single biggest source of carbon dioxide emissions in the U.S., which is fueling catastrophic climate change. So these are regulations that cover both of these things, and they are about to get, under this proposal, significantly stricter.
So if I have this right, though, Camila, hasn't the EPA been trying to make cars cleaner for some time now? I'm thinking decades. So what's different about this?
So the standards are going to take a huge leap in terms of how strict they are. And the way these standards work, it's not like every single vehicle has to meet the standard. It's that on average, the whole fleet of cars that a company makes has to meet them. And the new standards are going to be so strict that hypothetically, a company can meet them however they want. They're technology neutral standards, that's what they're called. But realistically, they're going to have to make electric vehicles to bring that average down low enough to comply. Now, I'm going to throw some numbers at you about how many electric vehicles we're talking. A few years ago, electric vehicles were about 2% of new car sales in the US. Right now, 7%. The EPA is looking at 2032. That's 9 years from now. And they're envisioning a U.S. where 2/3 of new vehicles are electric.
Okay, wow. So is that even feasible?
At a minimum, it's really, really hard. It's not just about making the vehicles, which is its own challenge. It's having chargers for all of them, electricity to power those chargers. It's having batteries to put in them. It's having minerals for those batteries. The challenge here is huge. What the EPA would say is that the government is also providing a lot of support for the transition. There is funding for battery plants and minerals and chargers, right? California and the EU have electric car mandates, slightly different in structure, but they have policies that are going to require electric vehicles as well. Lots of companies were going this direction anyway, just not maybe as quickly. So the EPA says if you factor all that in, it is feasible. The auto industry says maybe.
Okay, what's next?
Well, there's going to be a comment period. These are proposed standards, so expect to hear about feasibility. There will also almost certainly be a political fight, possibly a legal one. The current version of these standards, which is nowhere near as strict, is being challenged in court by red states led by Texas. One thing that I'll note is interesting about that, the auto industry has actually chimed in to defend the EPA's right to set these standards, and they called the shift toward electrification, not necessarily the speed, but the overall direction, inevitable.
That is NPR's Camila Domonoske. Camila, thank you.
Thank you.